Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state...
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Could you please state your name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Last name, M-E-K-H-A-I-L. My ADC number is 282206.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Miller, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Sir, also with us, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. McHale, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Looks like that.
I really have a little bit of a problem hearing you, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, Mr. McHale.
Yeah.
Looks like on August 21st of 2018, you signed this form that notified you that you were going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form? Can you hear me, sir?
The only thing that they said I violated was because I was having problems with the rules and regulations that they had at the place where I was at.
Right, but that's not what I'm referring to. You signed a form that notified you that you're going to have this hearing today on August 21st. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
No, I remember signing that form, yeah.
Okay. So on that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you going to represent yourself today?
Yes, sir.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Okay.
Mr. McHale?
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Okay.
Yes, you do?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Mr. McHale, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on the warrant states that you're violating the hands-on condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about August 7, 2018, as directed on July 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Based on the admission of Mr. McHale, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse, into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Nero. Agree, Dr. Wright.
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that?
I was just saying that I made a motion to that you were in violation of the terms and conditions of your community supervision, and that the motion was made by myself, second by Mr. Neal, and agreed on by Dr. Wright. We're going to go into phase two of the hearing, and during phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We start out phase two, we get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, then I'm going to go over some information with you, and then we'll hear any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
McHale was released from ADC custody on 2/16/2018 and arrested on 8/8/2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8/8/2018 with a CSED of 10/18/2018, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2012 commitment A, count 3, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2012 commitment A, count 4, narcotic drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2012 dangerous drug paraphernalia, 1 year, 9 months. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. He had no prior convictions, this is his first term in ADC. With a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No OCG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, tampering with a security device, possession of a weapon, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrests, 2000, trafficking in stolen property, California felony conviction probation. 2001, stolen property, California felony conviction probation. 2002, theft of a vehicle, California felony conviction probation. 2006, aggravated assault, Arizona unknown. 2007, aggravated assault, Arizona unknown. 2009, possession, sale of marijuana, Arizona unknown. Has a GV score of GV, or has a GV score of G2, V2.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. McCall, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Beeway at 2501 West Elm Street. Then it says that you reported to Beeway and reported you were unable to live on the property. Then, which like February 21st, you were approved to reside at TLC located at 9430 North 11th Avenue. Were you still staying at this address, sir, at the time that you were violated?
Yes, that was the address that, because I graduated from TLC,
okay.
and I was supposed to, and it's not a bad thing, but I was told that by my parole officer that he was going to approve the address for me when it was time. All I had to do was complete my time in TLC, so I have family members that are around the area. And when I completed and I graduated from TLC, I left without owing the money or anything. He still hadn't approved the address for me, so I was basically at an address, but I wasn't supposed to be at that address yet. So he sent me to Adobe Mountain where I was continuing the rest of my time.
Okay. What's the address that you were supposed to be at?
I had the address. I had given it to the counselor when I was at the place where I was just recently at, where they said I failed to complete the program there at the in-house rehab place.
Uh-huh.
The counselor had assisted me in to get my cell phone so I can get the phone number out, and I was able to call the family friend. I don't have any of that information with me. I don't know, honestly, God, if I was to sit here and tell you, I'd be lying to you, but that they have the address with them, though.
Okay.
And the only thing, they have the address. I just don't know it by memory. I couldn't be able to tell you what it was. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, sir. But I had received my, because I was waiting on my papers from the immigration, my worker's permit. And I received it on the day I showed my parole officer on the day when he was putting me into that in-house program place. I showed him that I had just barely received my worker's permit, and I have a job out there. I'm going to Chaz and Roberts. You can call them, you can contact them. All I was waiting for was a second ID, a form of ID. I have my Arizona State ID, I just didn't have a second form of ID to show them. And the day when I went to go report to my PO, I had barely received it in the mail, and the address was still going to TLC address,
okay.
But they have a family friend that I got with them. They have the address, I just don't know it.
Okay, well, I see that you took several UAs. Looked like on March 26th, you had a negative UA. Then on April 23rd, you had a negative UA. Then on May 21st, you missed your UA. But on May 23rd, you went back in and took a UA, and it was negative. Looks like on June 9th, you missed your UA, then on July 9th, several 10 days later, you were positive for amphetamines. Then on July 11th, you were positive for amphetamines. Then on August 8th, you were negative. So what did you relapse sometime during that period of time, or what happened, sir?
After I had graduated, then I'm not going to lie to you, I messed up, and I messed up real bad, and I kind of wasted everyone's time that had believed in me, that put their trust in me. And the only thing I can tell you is I apologize and ask for your forgiveness. That's all, I promise you. But I just got my worker's permit, and if impossible, if it's in your heart to find it, so I'll give me another chance, and I can probably do something different. You know what I mean? I got my worker's permit now, so that's all I ask for.
Okay, so it says that actually you were directed to establish residence at TLC, return to TLC, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue, 11th Avenue, after you had finished your program. How come you didn't go there, sir?
Because when I left from that program, I explained that to my parole officer. When I left from that program, I had left without owing them any money or anything, and I didn't want to, I don't know how it is with that program, and just being there for a week or 2 weeks until they approved my address, that would put me in a hole with them, and I didn't want that kind of things on my back. But after I spoke to the owner of the TLC, the management people in there, they actually put me a little bit where they told me that they would have been able to work with me and everything, and I didn't know none of that. And I just don't like to leave a place owing money. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be out there so I can get my credit card going. My credit going, everything, so I can get my own place, all that. I promise you, I didn't know any of that. But when they told me that they would work with me, I wasn't aware of that in the beginning.
All right, so why did you go into that last program they tried to get you in? They had you go to MRC for 3 days.
I mean, at the MRC, I was doing real good. My UAs were clean in there with them and everything. It's just the only thing that they were saying that I had a problem doing in there was I was talking to people that are from a different program, but I see other people talking to them, and I'm not trying to justify the situation. Like I said, I apologize for every mistake that I made, and all I ask is for forgiveness and for you to give me that second chance. I see people talking to other people from different programs, so I was kind of talking to... There was just, you know, I'm from Baghdad, Iraq, born and raised, and there was another Iraqi guy in there, but he was in a different program, and when I seen him, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was kind of excited seeing one of my people, so I went and talked to them, and they didn't like that, and they kept on telling me not to talk to him, and I was kind of warned more than once, but I didn't think, you know, I didn't think, it doesn't say in the rules or regulations when I'm reading the paper, it doesn't say I couldn't talk to that person. So I didn't think that I was doing something wrong. But like I said, forget all that, I promise. Forget everything. All I ask is for your forgiveness and for that second chance. I made a mistake, and I ask for your forgiveness. That's it. I had just barely received my worker's permit and everything when he put me in the MRC. That kind of upset me, and you know, I shouldn't be angry or I shouldn't be upset because it was nobody's fault that my parole officer had gotten upset with me because of my performance being out there was getting weak by every day that went by. It was getting weaker and weaker, and I didn't mind. I'm actually sitting here thinking about it. I'm actually grateful that he did what he did because it kind of saved my life again. It brought me back to reality. So I was doing drugs out there. I just have a problem with doing drugs. That's about it.
Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Any additional questions coming from the board? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, I'd like to read a couple of comments.
Okay.
On A618, vendor stated to CO3 Perez, I am only doing programs for cell phone time, and when I get out, I'm going to keep doing meth because I like meth and nobody can tell me what to do with my life. This was communicated in an angry and belligerent way to Officer Perez. On 8-7, offender made comments to CO3 Perez about a staff member. He was very belligerent about her and to her. I won't, unless you really want me to read it, I'm not going to read that.
Okay.
He was directed several times that he couldn't roam the program that he was in. He was restricted. On 8-18, prior to his arrest, the case was staffed with CCO Senior Haggard in response to his negative behaviors that have now resulted in his discharge from MRC. The offender was not apologetic about his behaviors to MRC staff and stated that he likes using drugs, so he does not plan on stopping.
So, Mr. McKay, you heard that. So, Were you just angry, or why were you telling them that you weren't gonna stop using drugs, or?
Honestly, when we went to the program, at that moment when they were asking me those things, they were telling me to be honest for it. I was being honest and I was being truthful with them. They told me to be truthful, so when they asked me a question, I didn't wanna lie to them and come back a week later and they asked me another same question where I had to tell them a different thing. So I was telling them the truth because they said the truth was gonna help me, so I told them the truth. I was doing everything I was supposed to do. I have my homework if you guys would like to see it, I will show you that I do everything I was doing according to the program, but when they asked me a question and they tell me to tell them to be honest with them, I was being honest with them. I didn't know if that was against, I understand that it's bad me telling them, I'm going to do drugs, but it was what they told me and it was the truth at that moment when they asked me, that's what was coming in my mind, that's what was from my heart, that I wasn't lying to them.
All right. Well, Mr. McCall, I don't see if the board has any additional questions. There are no questions coming from the board, so we're going to be coming up on a conclusion of the hearing. So anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir? Mr. McCall?
The only thing I ask is that for you guys to forgive me, that's all, I promise.
Okay, all right. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you in community supervision. I'm going to ask you, Mr. McCall, to please stay on the line. Do not hang up, but I need you to remain silent while we're in discussion. We'll make a determination whether we revoke your community supervision or reinstate it. Then we'll get back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now into discussion. It looks like Mr. McCall definitely looks as though he's has had a drug problem, and that he's continued to use drugs. His PO was working with him in the program that he was actually in. And according to Mr. Turner, he did admit to using drugs and said that he liked drugs and was going to continue to use drugs. However, Mr. McCall says probably being revoked is the best thing that could have happened to him. That it's made him start to do some thinking. Sounds as though Mr. McCall wants to turn that corner to get off drugs. He does have a release date of August 18th of 2018, which is a little over a month away. So I think if he takes his time that he has left in there and work on a program and do any programming, what is it?
October, you said August.
Oh, yeah, it's October 18th. No, that's, you're right. It's October 18th, 2018, thank you. Which is about a little bit over a month and a half away. So I think that if he just stays in there, if he's sincere, work on a program so that when he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. And hopefully he'll be a productive citizen and not do drugs. That's my opinion. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. McCall, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses of doctor act when the criminal raised or comprehensive he did relapse and start to use drugs.
Second.
Agreed. So that would be a motion by myself, second by Dr. Wise. Did you second that?
Yes, sir.
Second by Dr. Ryan, agreed, Mr. Neal. Mr. McCall?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You have just a little bit over a month. You'll be released on October 18, 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Try to stay off drugs, sir, and while you're incarcerated, take any program that you can get, sir. Come up with a plan so that when you're released, you won't do drugs, and hopefully you won't be back before this board or have any negative contact with law enforcement. Mr. McCall, I want to thank you for taking the time to participate in the hearing today. Could you put the CO3 on the phone, sir?